No, we're leaving. When we leave to go, when I go to the shop, we're all leaving. And then that's when you're done. Hello.
Oh, hi. This is a Joy Taylor for Local Splash. Is this Juan?
Yes, it is. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Juan. Thank you so much for asking. I hope that you're doing good. So, okay. So, yeah, we missed your call, so I'm just calling back to...
Yeah, so I wanted to give you my debit card information, remember?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm walking to my truck right now so I could give that to you, so I could get it.
Okay.
How's your day?
Doing good. Yeah, it just, you know, we just started. Okay. We start at 7 a.m., so.
At 7 a.m. there?
Yes.
7 a.m. So you guys are ahead of us or behind?
Behind, yeah, 7 a.m. Pacific, yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I've been up since like 6 Central time.
Oh, okay, so early.
Yeah, I have to in order to keep the guys efficient and make sure they have everything that they need. I have to, you know, I have to get up early sometimes, so. All right, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Is this a Visa or a MasterCard?
Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay. Yeah.
And it is... Let me know.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, 4355-3608-4025-0014.
Okay, when is the expiration?
0728.
Okay, and what is the security code or the CVV?
269.
All right, I have successfully updated your payment, your billing information here, Juan. I'll go ahead and process the failed payment amounting $649.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Thank you. That's all I called for, really. I didn't need anything else. As of right now.
Okay. Yeah, I successfully processed your payment here. Okay. Everything is good. Okay. Really appreciate you for making your payment, Juan. So, yeah, everything is good so far. And, if there's anything else, okay, we need to update you, I'll definitely give you a call, okay? Let me know if you have some questions for me, though.
Okay, and then I'll let you know, too, because I did talk to the Facebook guy or whatever.
Kyle?
We're talking about getting it up to that 300 range instead of the 200 range.
Okay.
But I want to wait a little bit. I want to get the first quarter done with and just get everything in order real quick.
Yes. Just let us know, okay?
A lot more exposure. So I'm getting a lot more calls, you know, a lot more estimates. I'm trying to get another crew going. So I'm trying to get some guys trained up, trying to do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, just let us know, Juan, so I can schedule you a call with Kyle.
Okay. Yeah. I can't really remember how we left off. I think I told him I was going to wait a little bit and then probably increase it. And he said, okay, that was fine. And if I don't see anything, then we'll probably just lower it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a customer, actually, now that I just remembered, I had a customer yesterday. I went to an estimate, and he told me that when they went to go search for my company, they ended up finding, like, multiple different numbers for me.
Oh. How did they find your business? Like, did they go to Google?
So they went a couple of different ways. So he did it one way and then his wife did it a different way. And I guess they look through Yelp as well, too. And I guess I'm not really active in Yelp. You know, I deal with Google. I deal with you guys. I don't deal with anything, you know, Yelp or anything. They tried to call me before, and I just never really did anything with them. But he said that I got like two reviews on there, and one of them, it's a bad review, and it's from somebody that's all the way in San Francisco, California.
Okay, thank you for bringing that to my attention, Juan. I'll definitely look it up. Okay, and as for the different number that you mentioned, let me see. Yeah, I'll make sure that the phone numbers, okay, are
all the same.
Yeah,
because I mean, when I first started the business 3 years ago, I was using my phone number, but then when I got with you guys, we changed all that.
Yeah,
I don't have that other website. I don't have any of that. So I mean, they could possibly potentially that one phone number for them, but he said it was more than like just two or three different numbers. There was multiple different numbers.
Could it possibly be, you know, a different like a business
company?
Yeah, different company, you know, with the same business name, different
location. I'm not sure. I told them that I would talk to my marketing team and see what's going on or whatever. I haven't really done no digging. I've been super busy these last couple of weeks, trying to get all these contracts done, quotes done, on the field, you know what I mean? So I've tried to get other employees in place to be able to give have them start doing some of the stuff that I'm doing. That way I don't have to be doing everything.
Yeah, I will look it up, Juan, yeah, and I'll have our back office team help me as well.
Do some deep search and just make sure that I'm all good, that nobody's getting confused and calling the wrong number. And then I'm potentially possibly losing a lead or something because they can't get a hold of me.
Yes. All right. Yes, for the Yelp, let me see. As for the Yelp, I'm going to ask our team, okay, if we did, we have access to it, okay, because I put it up right now, and I see a different number there. I see number 217-843-7717.
Yeah, so that was my old number 3 years ago when I first started.
Oh, okay.
So I no longer have that number no more.
Okay. Yeah, because this should be updated, you know, during your onboarding with us. So, yeah, I'll try asking them, okay, what was the reason why it was not updated. I'll check with them.
Because that website that had that phone number, too, that's been taken down and everything.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, that was taken down a while ago because that's what was causing a little confusion. That's why, when I started with you guys, that's why it took a while for me to get up to where I'm at now, because in the beginning I had the two websites, so Google was a little confused with the algorithm, and so that's why it took a little while. But now, I guess the phone number stuck, kind of.
yeah, because, you know, Google pulls up information, you know, from different listings, and that's why it's really important that, you know, phone number are synced across. Yeah, do not mess up the algorithm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, yep. It'll just trigger.
And then that bad review is from somebody from California. How do we get rid of illegitimate reviews?
Okay. Well, I'm not sure the process of removing the reviews on
reporting it or something.
Yes. Yeah, but I'll check this with our Yelp team, okay? What we can do to submit like
okay.
a review or review removal.
Okay, and so like should I be like when a person leaves me a review, I usually just send them the link to my Google page.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are actively having me go to Yelp because there's potential customers searching through Yelp, shouldn't I actively be able to send them a review to a Yelp page or something? Shouldn't like whatever link I send them, review link, mm-hmm. shouldn't that automatically get posted to both pages? To both directories?
For the reviews, whatever link you send them, the review link that we shared with you, it's only for Google. So
right. Is there a way to make something that it'll hit both since you guys are using both? See, I didn't know you guys were using both. I know you guys had me listed in a bunch of directories, but I didn't know that we were actively using Yelp like that where people could leave reviews. And because if that's the case, then I want to make sure just like my Facebook,
mm-hmm.
we're actively posting on there. You know what I mean? Whatever. I don't need ads running on Yelp, but I at least need to keep stuff updated. And if somebody's going to leave me a review and that's how, you know, they're looking me up. If somebody's going to look me up on Yelp, I don't want them to look up a bad company is my main thing.
Yes. All right. Yeah, we'll definitely work on that, Juan, okay? And I'll update you, okay, as soon as I hear from the Yelp team, okay? And, I'll make sure, okay, that the photos that you send to us, okay, are also uploaded, okay, to Yelp, not just on the Google, on the Facebook, everything should be updated.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. If we're using it. If we're not using it, then we just need to scratch it. That way people don't get confused.
Yes. So I'll
yeah, no, just let me know.
Sure.
I really appreciate your help. Always, as always, you guys are great.
Thank you, Juan. And we really appreciate you, your cooperation though, throughout this campaign, process. So.
And I did have another question.
Sure. Go ahead.
So I brought this up before. So like when people call, they call the business line, but when I need to respond to them, I can't respond off of that number. And I'm pretty much forced to almost use my personal phone number. Is there a way that I could use that phone number
mm-hmm.
to reach back out to these customers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That way they don't have my personal phone number.
Because
every time I try to click the call button on the dashboard, it says that it's not either part of my package or whatever. And I thought I had like a really good package with you guys.
Okay. Yeah, because you have call tracking. We did set up a call tracking number for your business. So
but it's not allowing me to make calls or send messages.
I see.
It's like it's saying that feature is not available for me.
Mm, okay. Maybe your call tracking needs porting to the app. So that when you do outbound from the app, the number that registers on the client's end, okay, will be the call tracking, not your personal number. Same.
Yeah, and it would be great if I use that number to call anybody, that it's also recording. Just like when they call that number, it's recording. It'd be nice that if I use that number to call a customer back, that it's also recording, that it's still doing all the same features, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'll ask if they have if they did the porting already. Yeah, because for porting, typically it will take weeks. Okay, for it to be completed, and So.
No, that's perfectly fine. I just want to get this stuff in order, because I really need to stop I need to stop giving these people my personal phone number.
yes, that's right. You know, it's better that the contact the call tracking number, right? So
yeah, because then everything's recorded too.
Yeah, that is right. You know, you can monitor those calls and, you know, inspect them later on. Okay.
Correct, and especially for, like, if I'm going to start using your guys' like little CRM thing where I'm putting scheduled and stuff like that,
yes.
It would be great to be able to just use all of the features.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, regarding the jobber that you mentioned to me before, I did discuss that with our technical team. They said that it's possible for us to build like an integration with jobber. Okay, so that
So I'm getting ready to speak. I'm getting ready to meet with a company here that has jobber, and they have one of the higher up people that they work with there because they have a pretty good package with them. So I'm gonna meet with them. That way I can try to get the best pricing and deal and everything. But I am getting that in the process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it does a lot. It does invoicing. It does a whole bunch of stuff that I need.
Yes. But our technical team said that it's definitely, you know, in the roadmap, okay, to really add that feature, you know. But hopefully
the phone call?
The CRM, like very similar to Jobber.
Oh, yeah. And I'm being patient. But if I can get the call feature for right now, that would be great.
Yes. Yeah, I'll definitely check that, okay, if they did the porting.
All right.
If not, yeah, I'll have to proceed with the porting anyway, okay? So.
Okay. You know what I'm eating for lunch today?
No, I have no idea.
Sinigang.
Oh, sinigang. Oh, my favorite.
I love it. It's good. Yes.
Wow. Now I wanted to eat sinigang. When we want to eat sinigang, you usually, you know, buy it. In the restaurant because it tastes better, right? If someone cooks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I like the way her, because I've tried some stuff. Like my fiance made it like some things before, and like the pancette. The first time she made pancette, I wasn't a huge fan. But then when I tried her grandma's, I was like, I like this. This is good.
Yeah, it tastes, you know, it's different, you know.
Yeah, just like the metado.
Bought in the, you know, in the restaurant. It's not that my relatives and my family, it's really different.
For sure.
Yes.
you know metado or machado or something like that? Machado?
Yes, metado, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had some of that like last week.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love it.
Metado. Yeah, metado, we always have this dish during fiesta. So fiesta is a celebration in every barangay. So barangay is like a small community.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have saints in every barangay. Then I think every month
brings a dish or something.
Depending on you know what saint they like what do they call it? Like they worship in that church then they always have metado like every fiesta so not just metado. Yeah, metado is always present mm-hmm. it's a go-to dish really. Yeah, because it doesn't go bad, you know, that quick. So.
Yeah, no, yeah, because she had, so I went there, I went up to Chicago to see her family, and then, yeah, they sent me back with the machado. They had it already in the freezer, and they put it inside a Tupperware for me, and they're like, here, take this. So I ate it over the weekend.
It tastes good when you reheat it, like, many, many times.
Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Mm-hmm.
Give me a call when you guys figure the phone part out or whatever, and the Yelp link, and then we'll go from there.
Yes, one. All right.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, one. Yeah, thank you so much for, you know, for the time you spent talking with me today. We'll talk to you again.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.